But wait, what's an intro? But seriously, welcome to CMXO Unfiltered, and yeah, this is really unfiltered, so beware. So this episode, I just want to talk about hair expectations because everyone sees mine and I'm so unrealistic. And for anyone who like actually has to come in the salon and pay for this, you can't use me as an example because my hair is just like, it's not real. It's fake. I don't even know how I have hair on my head still. So yeah, let's get into it. So let's just talk a little bit about my hair history. Back in beauty school, a while ago, I was all natural and I was like, I'm gonna make it all through beauty school and I'm not gonna color my hair. Well, that didn't happen. Like 2 weeks into beauty school, colored my hair a dark brown for a hair show I was in, and then that was the start of the rest of my traumatizing hair experience life. So after that, I was getting highlights and lowlights and highlights and lowlights and blah, 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 blah. And then I decided to go platinum blonde. And I went all over platinum blonde. It was beautiful. And I cut all of my hair off. And I don't know why I did that, because now I just, a million years later, not literally, only like three, but still, I still feel like my hair is just so short and it won't grow, so cutting my hair off just ruined it. Don't cut off your hair. But yeah, so I went platinum blonde and I cut all my hair off, and then I would color my hair fun colors and then go back to blonde and then the fun colors and then back to blonde. And yeah, you can obviously see how indecisive I am. Yeah, indecisive. I'm very indecisive. And my hair definitely shows it. So then recently, back in December, I colored my hair black. And, you know, I don't know why anyone didn't talk me out of it. I feel like I should have been talked out of it, but hey, whatever. And whenever I colored my hair black, I absolutely loved it. And I still love it, and I would totally do it again. But I like blonde more right now. But I told myself that I was gonna have black hair for a whole year. And, well, did that happen? No. No, it did not. I did go really, really long with black hair, though. I'm really impressed with myself. Other than my blonde, it's probably the longest I've been with a color. So, you know, progress, people. And then I decided I was bored with the black, and I colored my hair blonde. And this is where the unrealisticness of my hair comes in. Because going from black to blonde, it's hard. It is hard. And you know, I had all professional color on my hair and it was hard. And then think about all the people that come and sit in my chair with boxed black color on their head. Whew! That is even harder. Because that will be a whole nother episode of just the chemicals and box color and why it's so much harder to pull out. I cannot. It just like, it gets me so crazy. I just can't get into it right now. But anyways, let's talk about how unrealistic my hair was to my clients. One day, I had black hair, and literally the next day, I was a beautiful blonde. So, yeah, that's unrealistic, and that's not going to happen to any of you unless you have, like, 15 straight hours and about $2,000 to $3,000, depending on how easy it is to pull the black out of your hair. So I'm glad I am a hairstylist, so I don't have to pay that because I did it all myself. And yeah, it made me a little stressed, but it's fine. So me and my coworker, we did this process together. It took us about 2 full days. It took me some time at home of prep work the night before, and then finishing work the night after. So I had my coworker, she foiled my whole head for me. Like, every single piece of my hair was in foil, and we lifted it, and I got to be this beautiful, nasty orange color. And realistically, if I were to have you in my chair, and you wanted to go from black to blonde, I would stop at this orange color, and I would tone you to be about a neutral brown, because I care about your hair health, and I want to maintain your hair health, and I want to keep it as healthy as possible. So we would just neutralize you, make you a nice brown, and say, come back in about 2 to 3 weeks, and we will do the next process. But me, being as impatient as I am, and two, not caring about my hair health as much, which I probably should, but you know, I like to be a guinea pig. If I can do it to myself, I know I could do it to someone else and be safe about it. So it makes me feel better that I don't melt my own hair off. So we went past the orange stage. We put the lightener right on my roots and we bumped my roots up to be a nice brassy color, and we lifted my ends to be a little bit lighter. And so then after that, we toned, we neutralized all that brassiness out, but you know, you have to lift past the point to get all of the brassiness out. So no matter how much toning or how much neutralizing and how much purple shampoo I use, I know I was still going to be brassy under there unless I went back to a brown. And I was impatient and I wanted to be blonde. So we did another process, and instead of lightener this time, we used a color and we bumped it up with color, which really helped because it is lifting and depositing tone at the same time. So that's some fancy wording that you guys probably don't understand, and maybe I'll explain it in a different episode. But yeah, so we used a color to kind of bump out the rest of that brassiness, and we got me to be a really nice, not gold, but a nice, like, warm beigey blonde that I am at now, if you look at all my pictures. And I absolutely love it. So now I just keep up with, like, 6 week toning, and I'm kind of just letting my hair grow out because I definitely dried my hair out through this process. And I know I shouldn't have done it as fast as I did, but I did it. And I'm not mad about it, but it was unrealistic because my hair is, it's very dry and could definitely use about 2 to 3 inches cut off, but I'm managing it until it kind of grows so I can keep it long. And so that's what makes me unrealistic, is that I can do this to myself and then I can manage it and I know I'm managing it well. And whenever I have a client in my chair, first of all, you guys are on a budget and I understand that. So there's only so much you can do every day on a budget. And then really, 99% of people don't take care of their hair like they say they do at home. So you could be using the wrong shampoo. You could be not shampooing enough. You could be shampooing too much. You could be using the wrong products for what your hair needs. And you buy your Amazon, you buy your products off of Amazon, or you buy them at Target or a grocery store. And, you know, all these different factors, what kind of water you have at home, what you're eating, what you're drinking, can all affect kind of your hair health. And so that's sort of like also is what makes it unrealistic, because I don't know what you're doing at home, and no matter how much I give you the advice of what to do, like 99% of you aren't going to listen completely, or you're going to do it for a few days and then get bored of it. And that's why your hair is damaged and breaking off. It's because you don't listen to me. So that's why I create unrealistic expectations, because I actually take care of my hair at home and I know I'm taking care of it and I'm using the proper products, and I'm okay with causing some harm to my hair, so I know not to cause some harm to your hair. So really, I'm the guinea pig before you are all the time. But yeah, so really, if you don't have like $2,000 in about 15 hours of time, you're not going from black to blonde. And it will probably take like about, I'd say 5 months to get you there. I'd say 5 months. But yeah, that's my hair story. So thanks for listening, guys. This was nice.